What are 10 things you should never, ever, ever say to a dental patient? Well, there are a lot more than 10 of them, but we're going to cover 10 of them today on this episode of the Dental Practice Fixers podcast featuring mystery shopper calls to dentists. Thanks so much for being here. Hey, I'm Dr. Richard Matto. I'm co-founder of the Matto Center for Dental Practice Success and your host on the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. And thank you so much for listening. We've got a great show for you today. But first, I have a very special announcement, and that is on Friday, June 14th, we will be presenting a live version of our incredible full-day seminar called How to Provide a Memorable Patient Experience in Your Practice. I think about this. We want our patients to do all these things. We want them to show up on time, refer their friends and family, say yes to their treatment, take their dental needs seriously. All these things we want them to do, but it starts with us providing an incredibly memorable patient experience every time a patient calls or sets foot in our practice. And that's what we'll be talking about. I'll be teaching the full day seminar, chock full of incredible ways to make your practice grow, make your income higher, and provide an amazing patient experiences for dentists and team members, Friday, June 14th. In my hometown of Baltimore, Maryland. So come on, join us in beautiful Baltimore in the summer. It's a great place to be. I'm pretty sure the Orioles are in town. So if you're a baseball fan and want to visit the best stadium in baseball, it's steps away from the seminar venue. You want to find out more? We've kept the tuition extremely low, and we're not making a big blast announcement here. This is just for our podcast listeners and people on my personal email list. So go to matto.com/experience. MADOW.com/experience to learn more. Register. You'll see how incredibly low the tuition is. I'll be there and I'll see you there. I'm really, really excited. Okay, let's talk about 10 things you should never say to a dental patient. Now, I've heard all these things said in dental practices that I've visited over the years. And you know, when I'm thinking about it, maybe I've said some of these things in my office as well, because we all goof up from time to time, don't we? Okay, let's do 10 things you should never say to a dental patient. Number one is, this won't hurt a bit. This is kind of in the category of over-promising. They say it's better to under-promise and over-deliver. So if we all try to calm our patients down and say good things to get them to have confidence in what's about to happen and to relax and all that great stuff. But by saying something impossible like this won't hurt a bit, I think we're setting up an unfair expectation. Now, it should be your goal every single time to give the most pain-free injection ever and make sure the patient's completely numb before you start treating them. But I wouldn't give an unrealistic expectation by saying something like this won't hurt a bit. Maybe something more like, we will do our best to make you extremely comfortable. And if you have any questions, you can just stop us at any time. That's our goal here. Okay, number two. I was in a dental practice one time and the patient was, I don't know, this might not be a nice term, but I'm saying it lovingly. The patient was kind of a country bumpkin. Nice old man, maybe not the most sophisticated person in the world. And he's telling the doctor, said, yeah, my grandpappa had three sets of teeth. He had his baby teeth. He had his regular teeth and those fell out. He grew a third set. Doc said he never saw anything like it in his life. Now, come on. We know his grandpappy didn't have three sets of teeth. But what's the dentist doing? He's saying to him, like, I'm sorry, sir. That's physiologically impossible. There's no way that happened. If it did, it would be written up in every dental journal. Why get into a fight with someone about something so silly? Let the person have his little fun moment. Just say, hey, that's one for the books or something like that and move on. My point is, don't tell somebody they're wrong. It just doesn't get you anywhere. Even if they are wrong, just make a little comment. Have some fun with it if it's a comment like that. Look, if they're in there saying my insurance covers 100% of everything, of course, they're not right. But you shouldn't say they're wrong. You should say, well, that's unusual. Let's find out for sure. Let's get the insurance company on the phone or look on the website and get some verification. Again, of course, you always want to be factual. You want to provide the facts. But it doesn't really help to say you're wrong. You're wrong. Do what you can to help that patient out. Okay, number three. of the 10 things you should never say to a patient, of the 10 of many things you should never say to a patient, is something along the lines of, oh, don't worry, it's nothing. And I've seen this said, and I've probably done it myself, in the context of, let's just say, a patient's having a crown prep, and they're all nervous. Oh, is it going to hurt? Is it going to do this? They're asking you a million questions. You just kind of brush it off and say, don't worry, it's nothing. Well, it may be nothing to you, because you've done 1,000 of them. But to the patient, it really is a big deal. They are nervous. They're anxious. They're not looking forward to it. It's not nothing. It's a big something. And I think we should reassure our patient. And, you know, I love saying things like, as you know, I know what the problem is and we know how to fix it. Just show confidence. You know, we have extreme confidence that this crown will look beautiful and last you for many, many years to come. Whatever it is, show your confidence. But you should never brush off a patient's trepidation or fear or anxiety or anything like that by saying, oh, don't worry, it's nothing. Because it is something. And you're kind of belittling them in a way by saying it's nothing, making them feel like their feelings are incorrect. So let's run with it. Let's tell them that, yeah, it's a, you know, crown's a really important thing. It's a big procedure, but don't worry. We're going to make you as comfortable as possible. And this, we're going to get a fantastic result, something along those lines. Okay. Number four thing that you should never say to a patient is, we can't do that, or we don't do that, or something along those lines. Even if you don't do it, a quick example I'm thinking off the top of my head is if a patient calls and says, do you have Saturday hours? Now, if I ask this on my mystery shopper calls, and the practice does not have Saturday hours, 99% of the time, what do? They say, no, we don't, and they just let the patient hang up. Let's be positive instead. Say, oh, it looks like your schedule might be a little bit outside of regular working hours. How about if we can offer you something early in the morning? We start at 7 a.m., and on Wednesdays and Thursdays, we're here till 8 p.m. Will any of that work for you? Just be really positive. Never say, we can't do that, we don't do that. Always find a way to accommodate the patient, even if it's not in the exact same way that they've requested. Along the same lines, this is really more, maybe not in the category of things you should never say to a patient, but this is something that should never be said in a dental practice, number five, and that is, we've always done it that way. It's the worst excuse for anything. We've always done it that way. There's never a reason to say we've always done it that way, because when you say that, it means that you refuse to progress in a positive way. So I've heard this at team meetings a million times of somebody, well, you know, we've always done it that way. Well, that doesn't mean it's the best way. That doesn't mean it's the way it's going to work the best. This is more of a general phrase. Let's ban the phrase, we've always done it that way, from our dental practices. Hey, I just want to remind you too, I talked about this seminar earlier that we're doing. We do all kinds of great things here at the Matto Center, seminars, webinars, give tips. And the best way to find out about the latest and greatest thing that we're doing that can help you in your dental practice many, many times at no charge, like our fabulous webinars, is to get on our email list. Just go to matto.com/newsletter. You can sign up for our emails. It's in the show notes too if you want to look at that. And we're going to be doing a drawing, and somebody will be winning. Many people will be winning a dental practice fixer's coffee mug. So we'll be doing those drawings periodically. Sign up for the e-letter at matto.com/newsletter. Always, always good stuff. Okay, number six thing you should never say to a dental patient. Oh, I remember seeing this in the office one time. A patient came in and they had less than stellar dental treatment in their oral cavity. It happens all the time, right? So the dentist, you know, they open their mouth, the dentist comes in there with the mirror and explorer, takes one look and says to the patient, this is malpractice. Oh man, you threw a colleague way under the bus. You ran them over. Not only did you say this work is crap, you said this is malpractice. Why would you ever do that? A great rule is never criticize the work of another dentist. You know what? Maybe it looks horrible from your vantage point. You don't know how long ago it was done. You don't know how poorly the patient has maintained their dental health. You don't know if they were squirming and crying and screaming during the treatment and got up and walked out. I mean, you just don't know any of these things. So never throw a colleague under the bus by saying, oh, this treatment is not up to par. This is malpractice. This crown sucks. There's a margin so wide I could paddle a canoe through here. Just don't say stuff like that. The best thing you can say is something like, I don't know what the circumstance was when this restoration was placed, or, you know, when your gums were examined or whatever the circumstances, But I can tell you exactly what we're seeing here today, and this is what we're seeing. And then, of course, back it up with your great clinical diagnosis. So never say treatment. And also, even if the treatment was horrible and it was malpractice, that patient may have loved their last dentist. So it doesn't get you any brownie points to criticize the treatment they have. Just a bad thing to do all around. Okay, that was number six. Number seven. Again, I've heard this a million times. Patient comes in. You know, I love small talk. You've heard me talk about the blue sheet and the new patient notes and all those things. This one kind of irked me. Doctor says to the patient, "So, did you see the debate last night?" This was during a very hot political season. I'm just going to say, politics and religion don't discuss. Don't discuss. People can be very sensitive, very clinging to their ways, and they don't want to hear what you have to say about it. It can be very controversial. There's so much tension these days in our country about politics and religion. Stay away from these topics. There are so many other great things to talk about. Now, obviously, if you see this patient when you go to your church or your synagogue, mosque, whatever, you can say, "Hey, it was great seeing you in church last Sunday," or, "Hey, wow, what'd you think of the rabbi's Yom Kippur sermon?" I still would stay away from it, but if you do attend the same house of worship and you know that from there, well, I guess you can take a little latitude, but I'm going to say, in general, stay away from politics and religion. There's so many other great things to talk about. Okay, this one, oh man, I remember seeing this. It kind of cracked me up, but in a bad way. Somebody was at the front desk, they were checking, they said, "Hey, where's Linda? She was my dental assistant a few years. Where is she?" And the person at the front desk just said, "Oh, Linda was fired." It's like, no, don't say that. Don't say that. Maybe Linda was horrible, maybe she was fired. But again, obviously, this patient missed Linda. So why would you ever say that? It makes you look bad. We don't ever want to have patients think that anything goes wrong in our practices if we don't have to tell them, right? Linda was fired. Well, that's never a good circumstance. Linda's not here anymore. She's actually, say if she left for a job at another office or in, something else, sure, let the patient know, "Oh, Linda's not in dentistry anymore. She's now in finance," or whatever. Don't say Linda was fired. You can say, "Oh, Linda's not with the office anymore," if you don't know any more than that, or don't want to reveal any more than that. Linda's not with the office anymore, but man, our new dental assistant, Sally, she's awesome, as you can already tell. We love her here. End it with something positive. Never say Linda was fired. Come on now. Okay, thing number nine you should never say to a dental patient. I'll just give you an example. And I saw this. I was in one of our consulting practices. Offices one day, and you know when I'm there, right? They're always on their best behavior, right? So I'm in there, and the dentist has got a patient, and the patient needed endo. And I just remember the dentist was saying to the patient, "As you can see on the radiograph, there's a radiolucency at the apex of the distal root." And what's the patient doing? They're sitting there going, And what are they thinking? And they're thinking, "What the hell is this guy talking about, and how much is it going to cost?" Don't use dental lingo or clinical terms. First of all, as you can see on the radiograph, two things wrong with that. One is patient has no idea what radiograph means, so I always use the lay term like x-ray. But as you can see on the x-ray, the patient doesn't know how to read radiographs. Why are you asking them to view the radiograph and make a diagnosis from it? Better to say, like, the x-ray shows us that there's an infection at the tip of the root on your lower right molar. Just think about that. A high school student, a middle school student can understand that. The x-ray shows us there's an infection at the tip of the root on your lower right molar. The patient knows exactly what you're talking about, and they know you're going to be recommending treatment to get rid of that infection because no one wants an infection. Compare that to, "As you can see on the radiograph, there's a radiolucency at the apex on the distal root." I mean, come on! Woo! Come on now. Just don't do it. Number 10. Apologize in advance for my R-rated language, but I just want to quote this exactly as I heard it. I was in a treatment room. A dentist was treating a patient. I can't even remember what happened, but at a certain point in the procedure, they went, "Oh shit." How do you think the patient felt? Again, nothing bad ever happens in our practices. Don't say, "Oh, shit," if something goes wrong in the procedure. Don't yell at an assistant for passing you the wrong instrument. Nothing, nothing, nothing. We always have to be extra positive. But what? Well, I just mentioned don't yell at an assistant. Man, this irks me when a dental team member gets treated negatively. I don't care what they did. Never say anything bad in front of a patient. If you need to talk to a dental team member about something that didn't go smoothly, pull them aside. Do it in your private office. But do the opposite. Praise your team members in front of your patients. Always say please and thank you. This not only provides a better working atmosphere, but it makes you look like the greatest boss. Please and thank you. Praise your team member. Oh, Sally, that was an awesome temporary you made for Mrs. Jones. Look at this. It looks incredible. This is the real crown won't even look. No, don't say that. But you know exactly what I'm talking about. Praise your team members frequently. Even better yet, do it in front of a team member. Okay, there's so many things you shouldn't say in front of your dental patients. That was 10 of them. Take it to heart. If you have any questions or comments or want to hear me talk about something else on the podcast, please send me an email. It's rich@maddow.com, rich@maddow.com. I read and respond to every single email. So please, as they say, hit me up with an email. And if you want to lower your overhead in your dental office instantly, do what we do at the Maddow Center. That is, we use Stacks for our credit card processing because they do not charge that percentage overage fee, low, flat, monthly fee for processing. We're running a special with them right now. That is, you get your two first months of subscription at no charge. So go to maddow.com/save to learn more about that. Okay, let's get to the secret shopper calls for this episode. I'm going to go over here to Command Central for today's secret shopper calls. I said that I know I need a crown. Whenever someone calls and says they know they need something, boy, that's always a great potential patient. But I wasn't sure how long they lasted, so I'm just doing a little data gathering here. How long should my crowns last? Okay, let's take it away.
Hi, is this the dental office?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Hey, I have a question for you. My last dentist, which was in another state actually, told me I needed a crown, and I was never clear because they're pretty expensive. How long does a crown typically last?
I mean, it can range. I mean, insurance is usually, they can go every 5 to 7 years. It could last 10, 20 years. It all depends on where it's located and the chewing surface. It's hard to tell.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, bye now.
Bye now. I love the way she kind of had that giggle at the end. All right, you're welcome. She's laughing at me. Don't laugh at me. I need a crown. You're laughing at me. So many times on these calls, as you've noticed, if you're a frequent listener, the first thing I say is this the dental office? I mean, I'm actually amazed how many times the phone is answered. And either they'll just say hello or something, you know, non-dental like that, or they'll just mumble and I can't understand what they said. Now, look, if you were answering the phones at a dental practice, you've done it 1,000 times, you might be multitasking, doing something else, but please speak very clearly when you answer the phone. Don't mumble. Blah, 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 blah. No, I want to know that where I called and that I called the right place. So, and as you know, I'm going to say right now, she made absolutely no attempt to get me in. Look, I'm calling. I know I need a crown. How long does it last? Best thing to do, let's get you in to see if the doctor even, agree, you know, maybe the doctor will have a different idea for your treatment. Come on in. We'll do a free consult. Or how long has it been since you've had your last examination and cleaning? Whatever it is, get the patient on the schedule, which they didn't, as some people say here in this part of the country. They didn't. Okay, let's try another.
Now, how can I help you?
Hey, I have a question for you. My last dentist that I was seeing was actually in another state. Told me I needed a crown, but I was never clear on something. How long does a crown last usually?
Oh, a crown can last anywhere from 5 to 20, 30 years. So why you have a crown put on is because as we get older, the fillings get bigger. You have 5 sides to a tooth. If 4 sides, 3 sides are compromised with big filling, you run the risk of breaking it below the gum line. So you would, if you crown it, you contain the whole thing and you won't break it below the gum line. Sometimes, so you can do a crown without having a root canal, but if you do a root canal, we have to access in top of the crown of the tooth. So we have to go in, do the root canal, and then we put a post in core, and then we crown the tooth. So you can have a tooth crowned and not have to have a root canal.
Wow. But if you have a root canal, you need a crown usually.
You absolutely need a crown.
That's a lot of info there. And it could be anywhere.
I've been working clinical for 30 years. Yeah.
Wow. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, great. Okay, I don't think I need a root canal, but I guess you never know until you get there, huh?
Sometimes. If the tooth has decay in it, sometimes that we'll go after the decay and it'll go to the nerve. But if you don't have any symptoms and we do the prep and you're fine with the temporary on, then we just go right to the crown.
Yeah, I'm just touching my tooth and counting the sides. Yeah, I see five. I got you. Cool. Five sides to every story and every tooth. Right.
Well, here's one for you. There's five sides to every tooth. You have 32 teeth in your mouth. How many surfaces do you have?
160.
Good job.
Hey, thank you. I got an 800 on my math SAT. Well,
I didn't.
Much information.
So.
Very, very informative, and I really appreciate
good, I'm glad.
Your explanation.
I'm glad.
Right,
call us if you want to make an appointment.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Holy moly, what just happened there? Oh, my God. I asked how long a crown lasts and got an entire lecture. I mean, the information was pretty decent, I guess, but I mean, she's going into all these details I never asked for. They're going to have to make a hole in the crown. They're going to do an endo and a post and core. Well, it might not need this, and there are five surfaces to every tooth. And whoa, baby! It's way too much information than I needed. Now the patient's probably more confused than ever. And then she made absolutely no attempt to get me in at the very end. She was super nice. Incredibly pleasant to talk to. But man, I didn't even ask for this. She just went off on that long lecture. That was nuts. And then no attempt to get the patient in. So I wasn't real happy with that one. Not real happy. Super nice person, though, that's for sure. No patient. Patient's lost and gone forever. Forever, forever. Okay, let's keep going here.
In the office of Doctors and we are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 12 and from 1:30 until 5 p.m. We are also open Saturday from 8 a.m. until 12. If you are experiencing a medical emergency, hang up now and dial 911. To schedule or cancel an appointment, press 0 to leave a message in our general mailbox. If you are experiencing a dental emergency, please press 9 now.
I'm not going to press anything. See what
please
happens.
Please hold a moment. Extension 250. Is not available. Start recording at the tone. When you are done, press the pound key or hang up.
Yeah, I'm calling. You said you're open at 1:30 on Wednesday. It's 1:40 now. Okay, I guess you're not really. Bye.
Okay, I wanted to play that because, again, this is something that occurs so frequently, and I rarely put them on the podcast because I don't want to bore you, but it's so important to know that so many times I call a dental practice during regular working hours. And this one, they even said what the regular working hours were. They contradicted themselves. They said they were open, and then it goes right to voicemail, and they said they're not open. What is going on here? A call should never go to voicemail during regular working hours. What else did they do that I didn't like? Well, you know, besides that whole convoluted thing in the beginning, they said if you want to schedule or cancel, press 0 for the general mailbox. Now, what does that mean? That means that if you want to cancel your appointment, it's absolutely fine to just leave a message in the general mailbox. It could be 5 a.m. on Tuesday, and I could call to cancel my 9 a.m. on Tuesday appointment, leave it in the mailbox, and I'm off scot-free. Oh, why would you ever have the word cancel on your voicemail message that nobody should have heard in the first place? Then it was just very confusing. They give all these options, but I just kind of hung on and got this weird extension. And I don't know, horrible message. The whole thing could have been avoided if they would have answered their phones when they were supposed to. So, wow, I am not a fan of voicemails, as you know. Okay, let's do one more.
Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Hi.
I've got a question for you. My last dentist told me I needed a crown, and I didn't get it done, but it wasn't that long ago. But my question is, how long does a crown usually last?
Up to 10 years. Sometimes they need replacing after about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. I got it. So if I got a crown, I could reasonably expect it to last 10 years.
Yeah, or more. Mm-hmm.
More, wow. And do you do those in your office?
We do.
Uh-huh. And what would cause it to be in need of replacement after 10 years?
Well, which tooth are we looking at?
They told me the number, but I can't remember.
Is it a back tooth?
It's the back one, yeah.
Mm-hmm, 31. And which dental insurance would we be looking at?
Oh, I don't have dental insurance.
Okay, so out of pocket, let me see. One moment. We usually have to go by the dental fees, each insurance company.
I would hope so. I wouldn't want you going by the podiatric fees.
Well, we will have to go by our office fees in this case. So let me take a look. One moment. All right. Crown. Tooth 31 we'll try for. 4. Roughly 1700. That may be incorrect. It should be a little less, but roughly I would say 1500 to 1800.
1500 to 1800. Okay. Great. Cool. I got you. Well, thank you so very much.
No problem.
All right. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, then. A lot of things went wrong here, but I'll just do three of them really quickly. First of all, when she answered, now this might get beeped out because she said the name of the office, so I'm not sure how you're hearing it on the podcast. But I really, 100%, I'm not kidding here, I thought it was voicemail. She was so robotic sounding and didn't say like, you know, this is my name or, you know, I can help you or may I help you. Or she just like said hello and the name of the dental office. And it felt exactly like a voicemail. I was taken aback. I like didn't do anything. And then, I don't know, then I realized that there was actually a human there and started the conversation. Then I asked her how long a crown lasts, and she like made up what tooth number was and then started spending a lot of time looking up and telling me about the fees. I never asked for the fees. Maybe I don't care about the fees. I don't know. It just was a weird sidebar that was completely unnecessary and didn't do anything to help me a point. And then at the very end, of course, she made no effort to get me in. So, wow. Kind of disappointing there. Now, you know, you might say, well, you never express interest in appointing. I'm going to say, anytime a patient calls your office with a question, there's a reason they called your office and they want to come in. They want to learn more. But sometimes you just have to lead them on. Instead of just answering the question and then saying bye or, you know, thanks for calling, let's lead them to the next step. People love to be led. A pencil needs to be led. Whatever the case, let's get them on that appointment book and answer any questions they may have. I think that is going to do it for now. But I just want to remind you, go to matter.com experience because we are presenting an amazing full-day seminar. I'll be teaching there the whole day. I'd love to meet you in person. These seminars are so much fun and so informative. They're for the doctor and the entire team. Go to matter.com/experience to learn more. And I can't wait to see you there live June 14th in Baltimore, Maryland. Thanks so much for being a listener or watcher to the Dental Practice Fixers. See you soon.